Now. Real people. Real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Last week I spoke to a lady and I asked her to come on the show. Her name was Grania. And a bit of a treat for you tonight, for entertainment purposes only, can I point out. I am joined in the studio by the one and only Grania Nimiloid. Now, I probably pronounced her name wrong, and she's going to correct me when I come on and probably slap me as well for being bold. She's a tarot card reader based in South William Street since 1999. And card reader to the stars, I believe. We'll find out exactly maybe who in a few minutes. Well, maybe we might not find out. Including the late, great Jerry Ryan. And now, of course, yours truly. Grania is here to talk to us about her illustrious career, what people are really looking for when they get their cards read, of course, for entertainment purposes only. I have to say that because we're broadcasting. And she is here to read my cards and tell me how great and how wonderful my future is going to be. Aren't you, Grania?
I am. Thanks for having me on. I've been dying to come on your show for years, Niall.
Oh, thanks very much. I feel kind of honoured now. I feel a little bit honoured now.
Well, now that Jerry is no longer with us, you're the next best, definitely.
Oh, thanks. Oh, thanks very much. I'll take that as a huge compliment,
yeah,
by the way.
Huge compliment.
And what was the reason you went to the Jerry Ryan show?
Well, actually, he wasn't the first person I was on with. I used to do a regular slot with Adrian Kennedy back when he was in FM 104.
Okay.
And then at the time I worked in a hospital, and I had, because I was getting so busy reading cards, because I'd been reading cards for years and years and years as a sideline. And then what happened was I gave up my job in the hospital to go into card reading full time. And previously,
Must be lucrative, so is it?
Well, yeah, if you're busy, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But previously I had, I had given up my job in the hospital to go into card reading. And then Adrian said to me, oh, I think we're going to be doing other things for the moment and blah, 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 blah. And, but previously I had actually rang the Jerry Ryan show asking if they'd have me on. And they said, no, because you're on another radio show. So I was devastated then when I was kind of dropped by Adrian. But then a light bulb went off above my head and I went, ooh, okay, one door shuts. So I rang the Jerry Ryan show, and it was Willie O'Reilly at the time. You know Willie?
I do indeed, yes. Yeah.
And I sent him in a tape of me on the radio, and they listened to the tape and said, yeah, you can come on. It's a once off. You won't be on again. I said, yeah, no problem. Because I knew that once they had me on, they'd have me on again and again and again, which they did for years, for about...
It was a very popular thing going back when I was working in another radio station, going back about 20 years ago. We had our own psychic. Used to be on every Sunday or Monday or whatever it was, right?
Was it Una Power?
It was,
yeah,
yes.
And Una, yeah. I ended up filling in for her when she'd go on holiday or she wanted a night off, she'd ring me and say, will you come in and do my show?
I probably met you at some point then. But anyway, and then we had a psychic here as well at one stage on the radio station too. But then the Broadcasting Authority brought in regulations around it. Do you remember they used to do it on TV3 late at night as well?
And they
brought in some regulations. That's why, of course, I have to say at the start, it's for entertainment purposes only.
Of course, it's for entertainment purposes only. I know nothing.
Yeah. And then it was a case of, oh, you can't really have callers on coming on to talk about, am I going to get well? I've just had a heart operation. Or because, of course, nobody really knows.
Well, Niall, if somebody comes on to me like that, I say, well, what does the doctor say? I mean, I'm a tarot card reader.
But you're a professional.
I'm a tarot card reader. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist. Mm. If people come to me with problems, I maybe see that, yes, they can get better if they go to a counsellor or if they go and get some other help, you know.
But so many people used to ring in when we had them, and when we had them on the other station I worked in, the phones would be lit up with people, because there are so many people who obviously, you know, would go to people like yourselves. I suppose, and I've always been of the opinion, even though I'm a bit of a skeptic, I've always been of the opinion, if it makes somebody feel better about themselves and it gives them a little bit of confidence and a little bit of positivity in their lives, well and good.
Yeah.
As long as it's not negative.
And then that's what people say to me. They say, you know, I feel so much better after talking to you. I feel like this is a counselling session. Of course, I do have an insight into the human psyche. It's not just that I'm a card reader. I suppose I've been doing it years and years and years. There's nothing I have, as I said to you the other day, there is nothing I haven't heard. There is nothing I haven't heard. Nothing would shock me.
Do people come to you just thinking you're their best friend, like a counsellor, in other words?
Well,
because I'm assuming you get people who come to you who may have difficulties in their lives, right? They may have lost somebody more recently, or they may want to know, are things going to get better in their relationship, or are they going to meet somebody if they're lonely or whatever. So it's usually people who have something or want something, isn't it, I suppose, that would
Yeah, and do you know what? A lot of the time, it's pointing somebody in the right direction. If somebody is wants to meet somebody and they're sitting at home every night, and you say to them, look, why don't you go and join a hill walking group or an art class? Or, you know, sometimes it's stating the obvious with people that they need to get out. And I always say people need to do something about their problems. You know, this thing of doing mantras and I'm bringing abundance into my, you know, doing these mantras every morning. That's not going to do anything unless you take action.
Yeah, of course. So you're never going to get away on that trip that you're planning unless you buy the tickets.
Yeah, unless you say, okay, I'm going to do a bit of overtime to save the money to do that. And in six months' time, I'll have $3,000 and I can. Yeah, of course.
I always remember somebody ringing up Una, I think, at the time and saying, I'm after losing my passport, Una. Do you have any idea where it might be? And Una would be going, I think it might be in the drawer beside your bed. And I'm going, now, I would have thought of that. And I said to myself, sometimes you're just telling people to do the obvious. As you said, take action. In other words, maybe they haven't even looked for it properly yet.
Well, actually, one time somebody did ring up the Unipower show when I was on, and they had lost their child's passport. And I said to her, sometimes I can see things in my mind's eye. And I can't explain it. But anyway, I said to her, have you got this pine dresser in your kitchen? And it's got a top part and a bottom part. And she said, yeah. And I said, the drawer underneath the drawer is where there's a cupboard with loads of plates. And she said, yes. I said, it fell down behind. It was in the drawer, fell down behind, and it's in there behind the plates. And it was. And it was quite specific what I told. But sometimes that happens to me. I get things very, like my daughter will tell you, poor Lydia, when she was little, she would have been maybe 6 or 7, and she was there with the childminder or a pair, and she was not allowed to have sweets during the week. Mm. And she rang me up at work and said, Mum, Grace is going to the shops. Can I go with her with the minder? And I said, yeah, you can go. And I said, you've got €2 in your hand. You're not to buy sweets with that. And she was going, what? And I said, I can see it. And I could literally see in my mind's eye, she had €2 in her hand. And she was going, what? And she was like, Mum, I thought you had cameras in the house or something. She found €2 in a jacket pocket and went, oh, great, I'm going to go to the shops and I'm going to get sweets. So she was asking me, she wasn't saying, can I get sweets? She said, can I go to Spar? And if I'd said yes, she would have thought, oh, that's her free pass to get sweets at the €2 she found. And I said, you're not buying sweets with that. And she just couldn't, you know, the poor child.
Do they still have those? You know, do you remember there was a phase we went through here where there was kind of these 1550 numbers and you could ring a psychic?
Mm.
Do they still have the psychic online or whatever it was? Do they still have those?
I have no idea. I'm sure they do. I'm sure. Yeah, there probably is.
So give us the history of the cards you're shuffling there.
I'm shuffling the cards here and we can put out a few for you if you want. So the premise is, Niall, as beings with a higher self, your higher self is your mind, not your brain, your mind.
Yeah.
We know everything. We just have either forgotten it or we don't know we know everything. So when you shuffle the cards or when I shuffle the cards for you, you're putting in our vibes to bring out the information that's there that you're meant to be uncovering. So basically what the premise is, you know everything. As you shuffle the cards, you are putting the information in there that needs to be unfolded and told to you.
Okay. And do I have to ask you questions?
No. Do you want me to pull out a few cards for you?
Yeah, you pull out a few cards.
Okay. I'm going to give them a shuffle. And what's your star sign?
Virgo.
Virgo.
I'm a virgin.
Oh, God. I don't think so. Not that I...
What was it somebody said to you
Not
once?
That I've heard.
What's your star sign? Pyrex, I'm a test tube, baby.
Okay, your first card is actually the Two of Cups, which is a really, really nice relationship card. The Two of Cups to me is that card where two people meet and they absolutely and utterly get on. They're compatible. There's a very strong attraction, not just on a physical attraction, but mentally, emotionally, because I think there's a lot of people, and again, I get it all the time, people coming into me and they're in relationships or married and they're so incompatible. They're miserable. They're never going to be happy. They stay together for all sorts of reasons, economic, house, money, like that, and reasons that are real and true. I mean, who can rent a a two-bedroom apartment these days for $3,000 a month, you know, and pay a mortgage and pay whatever. But the Two of Cups is that card where two people meet and they absolutely and utterly get on every level, where it's two people who are supposed to be together, very strong attraction.
That's me and Karen.
Actually, the Strength card is crossing it. So very strong, very solid. Strength card is also Leo. There isn't a Leo around you, is there?
Leo. What date is Leo?
Leo
again?
Is July, August, end of July, August.
No.
Okay. Unless there's something special going to be happening around a Leo time. But in general, the Strength card is, because it's coming up beside that relationship card, it's a relationship that is very strong, very solid, very good.
Okay.
But I would also say with the Strength card, if you've not been feeling well, the Strength card is getting better, feeling stronger in yourself, physically, emotionally, mentally.
Yeah.
So maybe this relationship has brought a lot of strength to you.
Right. Oh,
does that make
certainly
sense?
Has. Oh, it certainly has
oh
brought
my God,
a lot of strength to me.
It's all love for you.
I
love,
know.
That's
because
I
love my
cups.
Wife to bits. She's amazing. She's my support, my rock.
Okay,
my
the Ace of Cups is a new beginning to do a relationship, a very happy time, a very good time. It does look like now this is underneath you, which is the past, the Ten of Rods. You had the weight of the world on your shoulders for a long time.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Actually, probably at least 10 years, if not more.
Probably.
10, 12, maybe 14. But that's having the weight of the world on your shoulders, feeling like you're carrying absolutely everything and everyone, and maybe feeling like you're doing everything for everyone and kind of not really getting that support in return.
Yeah. Do you know more about Jane? Jane, did you tell her something about me?
She told me nothing.
I know, but you 100%.
And
right.
Actually,
sometimes
that's exactly what Jerry Ryan said when I did his cards on air. He said, only for I know the girls outside didn't tell you anything. He said, I would have thought they told you absolutely everything that's going on in my life. I even told him about his wife's car was having trouble. They was had just signed a contract with a builder. All sorts of very specific stuff. I can't remember now because it is like 25 years or 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Two sources of money or two sources of income coming up for you. Actually, finances could be better for you now than they've ever been in your life. So I don't know if you haven't just come into a lump sum of money as well, have you?
No, I wish I did.
Okay, there could be money.
I could do with a lump sum, but
there could be money coming to you or due to you.
Okay.
Now, you and another man could be talking about some kind of a partnership there.
Oh, okay.
He's a very, very nice guy, very down to earth. I don't know if you and him work together or you're planning something together.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
And there's a whole new beginning to it, work and job and career. Now, funnily enough, the rods are all media, communications, publishing, writing, radio, television.
Yes.
The
okay,
rods
good.
Are communication. There is a few ups and downs emotionally around somebody. I don't want to say too much because I think it is a little bit private. I could maybe tell you later. There's somebody around you who's a bit down. Mm. I don't know if it's a younger woman.
Okay.
I don't want to say too much.
Okay.
And there is somebody who feels they really, really lost out. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say too much because I kind of have an idea of there. Yeah.
Okay.
Have you got questions?
Well, let's start with career. I'm 60 now.
Oh, God, are you?
Know, yeah. 60 this year. Yeah. In September. Mm. Yeah. So, I mean, I've had a very good career, I have to be honest. I mean, I've been a nightclub DJ, radio presenter for God knows how many years now, nearly 30 years.
Are you going into telly?
Am I going into telly?
Yeah.
Well, I've already dabbled in television, but it's more of it on the way.
There's some kind of a new beginning to do, and it is all around media stuff. Whoever this man is here, he's really nice, but he's actually quite important, the King of Pentacles. He's somebody who's he's very down to earth, very easy to deal with, and really knows his stuff.
Is he going to get me on the telly?
I don't know. I don't know. But you and him could be doing some new work thing together.
Okay, well, there is a male that I'm doing work stuff with at the moment as well, yeah.
Is he very down to earth? Is he quite easy?
Oh, he is down to earth and very knowledgeable.
You see, the King of Pentacles is an achiever. He is somebody who's kind of top of his game, that kind of thing. Very entrepreneurial, very good at earning money, but isn't flash about it. I like the King of Pentacles because I always think he's the type of guy who could be a multimillionaire and driving around in an absolute banger.
Well, I always say to this particular individual, I know he listens to the show, he could be a millionaire. And I've always said, I've said this to his face, if he put his mind to it, he could be a multimillionaire.
Yeah. And you see, he's probably not bothered.
Very talented, might be one of these people. Extremely talented.
Maybe one of these people that as long as he has enough and has a bit put away, he's fine. He doesn't, yeah.
Yeah.
But to me would be very successful. Now, funny, because you are actually very, very creative. You never wanted to act, Niall, did you? Or you didn't want to sing. No,
I couldn't sing to save me life. Unless I was singing something like I Was Born Under a Wandering Star with a really deep voice. I can't sing to save me life. But acting now, I wouldn't mind a bit of acting.
But I'm a bit late
in my life for that, isn't it?
That's the Pisces. No.
Okay. Well, I suppose this is acting to some degree, isn't it?
I mean, the Page of Cups, it's the Pisces card. And I always think of that as the real creative card. The artist, designer, actor, writer, really creative person. Or you're not writing a book, are you?
That's a plan.
Okay.
That's a plan. That's on the way. Jane will tell you all about that, what she keeps saying it to me every single night.
Oh, right. You're very good. There is that little bit of inner criticism, though.
Oh, I'm because very critical I always, of myself.
Yeah. And of course, being a Virgo, you would be quite a perfectionist. The Nine of Rods is, am I good enough? Am I clever enough? What if I do this and everyone thinks, what a gobshite? Do you know what I mean? It's like when you're afraid of, and I always say to people, it's like feel the fear and do it anyway. The only thing stopping us in life is
ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what? My wife says that to me on a regular basis. That's one of her mottos. Get out of your own way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. You had an awful lot of, I have to say, this is coming up, the breakup card, the heartbreak card. You had an awful lot of heartbreak in the past. I don't know if you always felt really, really alone.
I used to.
Not now with this new relationship.
No,
but I think for years and years and years, you felt like you were totally on your own and doing it all on your own.
There was a time I felt a bit like that myself, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's like, as I said, you were there doing everything for everybody. And there kind of wasn't anyone there for you when push came to shove. You've had a lot of, but this is all past stuff. These cards, you know, I think you really kind of suffered in the past.
That poor fella on that card is being stabbed by all those
the
swords.
The Ten of Swords, and that actually can be feeling stabbed in the back as well. And it is coming up beside the breakup card or the heartbreak card. It's like the past wasn't great for you. And I kind of really feel it, actually, you know. I kind of feel like crying a little bit. I won't.
I know.
But
I know.
It's like when I do the cards and I get stuff like that, I actually do really feel it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I obviously can't go into it too much, but I mean, that would be reasonably accurate. There are times in my life where I felt I was doing everything for everybody else and maybe not getting very much in return.
And you were on your own. You were on your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a little trip across water coming up. You're not going to Amsterdam, are you?
No, but I've never, do you know what? I've never been to Amsterdam. And I was only saying there a while ago, we were saying we'd love to go there for a weekend or something because I've never seen Amsterdam.
There's a trip coming up.
My wife has.
Okay.
She's
well, there's
been
a trip. I actually think that could be Amsterdam. Or Berlin. Somewhere like that. Somewhere.
Okay.
But I think Amsterdam. I think you'd like Amsterdam.
Yeah.
What sign is your wife?
What's the sign before Virgo?
Leo.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well then she's a Leo.
Hello?
You're right there on that one. Sorry, I got confused. So when does Virgo start?
Virgo starts, hang on, when is her birthday?
Well, I don't want to give out her birthday.
Oh, okay, sorry. Virgo starts...
Early September, okay.
Your birthday is early September?
No, mine is 21st.
Okay, so early September is still Virgo.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, so she is a Virgo. Sorry.
She is a Virgo.
I'm not very
good
with the stars. I'm just not good with the stars.
Didn't meet in the Leo time, did you? July, August?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's not a Leo. Okay. Because I was thinking, she is a Leo. Okay.
No. Close enough.
Now, there is a... Are you building onto a property or moving? There's keys to a new door coming up.
Oh, is there?
Okay. You're not building a man shed out the back, are you?
No, there's already a man shed, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah. But keys to property, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
The Hierophant is keys to a new door. It is also the card of relationship, commitment, absolute commitment, you know. where you're
we
really...
We celebrated our wedding anniversary last week, our first wedding anniversary.
Oh, right. Very good. Yeah. Yeah, because it does look like that there's the relationship around you now is absolutely rock solid.
Oh, it is, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're not on your own anymore.
No, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her.
Ah, God. Oh, I know. A little legal thing to be sorted out. Now,
yes.
Okay, will I shut up? Am I to be quiet? Am I to not
say
anything?
No, no, keep going. I'll tell you when you have to shut up. Go on.
Yes,
there is a little legal thing to be sorted out. Yeah.
Let me see what that. Like, there, money? Is it a bit of money? It's not a bit of money to revenue or something, is it?
No. But the money could be connected to the legal thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I keep going. There's an offer you're not expecting at all. Now, I have to say, there's also going to be a young woman. I wonder, is it our Jane? Jane, what sign are you again? Are you Gemini? Sagittarius. The Sagittarius card did come up earlier as well. But there's a young woman talking to you about a work thing. Doing something new, doing something different, doing something a little bit out left of field.
Okay.
And you're actually going to find yourself, I know you said you're 60 and you, whatever, but you're going to find yourself probably busier than you've ever been. Or are you busier now than you've ever been?
Well, I am busier now than I've ever been, to be honest with you. I'm doing more now than I've ever done before.
Yeah. And you see, that's the strength card again, having all that energy. Looking at a home, looking at a house. There is they're definitely looking at a property.
Yeah, okay.
And looking at a forever property.
Yeah. Okay, does it say where it is, by the way, by any stretch of the imagination? The forever property.
If I had, I have my pendulum, but I left it in my jacket pocket. If we had a map, I could do it over my pendulum over.
A map of the world? A map of the world?
If
or
we
a
had
map
a map
world?
Here. My pendulum is in my pocket. Hold on.
Could you move me somewhere where it's sunshine?
With the pendulum, we can do yes or no questions.
Oh, okay.
So have you ever seen this before, Niall?
A pendulum.
A pendulum. See, round and round is yes, side to side is no.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
So, do you want to ask, are you going to be buying a new home in Ireland?
Okay. Am I going to be buying a new home in Ireland?
Saying yes to Ireland.
Is it okay? Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Will it be a big home?
Will it be a large house? That's saying yes.
Oh, is it?
So it's probably outside Dublin. I can't imagine, you know.
Yeah. Well, then obviously all this work I'm doing is going to pay off eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
But, so that, I have to say, that is looking really, really good. It does look like you're really busy.
Yeah, I am. Out the door.
Will I give these another shuffle?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. So have you questions? Have you actually got questions?
I'm not obviously going to ask you about health, but I've asked you about career already. Finances, I think, were more or less in there as well.
Your relationship, I have to say, it's like...
It's the most amazing relationship.
I think
it's what love
that
is all about.
You feel like you're finally alive.
There. I'm
alive.
There. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm absolutely there. And I suppose, you were right in what you said. I do get in my own way on a regular basis. And sometimes I'm afraid of change.
Yeah.
I don't like change.
No, I know.
Which is probably not a good thing. I mean, you have to take risks every now and again, don't you, in life? You know?
We do.
So here's the question for you. There's something I'm thinking of now, right? Okay. Should I take a risk? I can't actually tell you what it is because, you know, but should I take the risk?
God, let me see. Okay, I just cut the cards and I got the Seven of Pentacles. The Seven of Pentacles is the card of a very good earning potential.
Okay.
So is it something to earn money with?
Oh, it could be, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, the Seven of Pentacles
it could all go pear-shaped as well. It's a kind of risk.
And there's the Sun. So a very happy time could be actually going to the Sun as well. But the Sun card is a very happy time, a very good time, a time where you actually feel you're on top of the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That would look... good, I have to say. Should you take the risk? Probably yes.
Yeah.
Those two cards are really good.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is, if we have time, I don't Have or not. Jane, have we got a few minutes to take two calls, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Have we, Jane? Is she there? Can she hear
Jane?
Me?
Jane?
Yeah.
Have we time to take calls?
Have we got time, Jane? Hold on, I just... Okay, well, then will you hit the next button for me there when you're ready?
He's asking if we have time to take calls. Yeah.
Do you want to put on a call? Yeah, put on two. You hit the next button there, all right? Tell you what, we'll take a quick break. The number, by the way, if you want to give us a quick call if you want to talk to Grainne is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Can you just press next there, Jane? Thank you. Oh, she doesn't. She's not listening. She can't hear me at all, can she?
I don't know. Can you hear him?
No.
I can't hear him.
No. She can't hear him.
Can you tell Jane to press the next button, please?
We're going to call Samantha.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you're going to just do it now. Oh, right. Okay. Rather than press the next button. Okay. We're talking, as I mentioned already, for entertainment purposes. We're talking... Grainne,
purposes only.
Yeah, I pronounced your name Grainne wrong.
Grainne ní Véileadh. So you pretend it's like a veil that you wear at a wedding and owed me, like your knee. Veil okay. and owed like I owe
Samantha,
you money.
Let me put you through, okay?
Ní Véileadh.
Okay. Ní Véileadh. Okay, let me go to Samantha. Hi, Samantha. How are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Hi, Samantha.
I'm good.
Me too. Thanks.
Say hi to Grainne.
Can you hear me, Samantha?
Oh, sorry. Hi, Grainne.
Oh, you're grand.
I can hear you.
Good, good, good.
Hi.
So would you like me to pull out a few cards for you, Samantha?
I would love that, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So I'm giving them a little shuffle. Just let me know what your star sign is.
I'm an Aries.
Aries.
Yeah.
Right. Let's see what's coming up for you. Okay, well, actually, your first card is the sun. The sun is a very happy time, a very good time. It could be going to the sun. You're not going to the sun for Christmas, are you?
No, I haven't got anything planned. But okay. I'm traveling this Christmas, but not
okay,
towards the hot country.
Oh, it's not a hot country, but you're going away. Okay.
No.
And the sun card is a really, really happy time. And actually, you did get the Nine of Cups crossing you. Which is a really good love card. Okay, it does look like you've had a lot of ups and downs as well, emotionally. And actually, do you have a woman around you at the moment who's been a bit difficult?
No, I can't really say. Yeah, no.
Okay, there's a woman here and it's in the background. Could even be a family member. Somebody who can be a bit contrary or maybe there's a tiny bit of jealousy. I have to say, there's all love cards coming up around you, Samantha.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, the lover's card is there. And actually, that can be a choice in your love life. Now, as I said, you do have the wish card and the soulmate card coming up. So are you with somebody right now?
I'm definitely kind of on and off.
Oh, okay. Because at the top of your cards is the Five of Cups, which is a lot of ups and downs emotionally. But I think you're going to have to make a choice in your love life. And it is saying that fate will take a hand in your life and you will be in the right place at the right time, talking to the right person. Yeah, you've got the Hangman, which is being in a little bit of limbo. But it is saying there's a whole new beginning to do a relationship for you. So I don't know if it's that person that you're with right now, because it is with the Sun and the Nine of Cups coming up. That would be a very, very happy time. So I would always say to people, if you're in a relationship and it's not happy, it probably isn't it. But that's coming up around you are really, really good love cards.
All right. Thank you, Samantha, for that. I have to be very quick because I've got to get three people before we finish up.
Okay.
Sharon, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. Very excited to talk to... Is it Grainne?
Grainne, yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Grainne. I think I may have come to you years ago. Did you have a dog then?
I did. The Labrador, was it?
I was with you. Yes, I could see the Labrador.
She used to come in with me every day, from when she was a puppy.
Oh, you were great. I used to come round to you on my lunch break from work sometimes. And, God, you were brilliant.
You must pop in. I'm still there. Still there. So
I'll come and see you.
Was it like 20 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no,
I'll be there 25 years next March, in St William Street. Okay.
Oh, right.
Okay, Sharon, you got a question there, Sharon, or something you want to know specifically? Or is it just general?
Okay. I actually have a bit of a celebration coming up for you, Sharon. There's a I don't know if there's a family celebration at the moment. There's also a bit of money coming to you. So I don't know if you're owed a little bit of tax back or holiday money or overtime money or something like that. But there is a bit of money coming. Now, that could also be money that you that you lent somebody and they give it back to you eventually. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you with somebody now, Sharon?
I am.
Okay, because there is a guy there. Is he Libra?
No.
Okay. There's a guy there that's Gemini. An air sign, Libra, Gemini or Aquarius. And yeah. I don't know if he... Is he a little bit down right now or something?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because there's somebody here who's a little... And I think he's an air sign. But it looks like he's a little bit down right now.
It could be a friend. Could be a friend. I have
a male friend. Is he Libra?
One or two friends. I don't know. I'd have to ask.
All right. Okay. Okay. And actually, there is...
I'll take that, though.
As I said, there's a family celebration, but there's also a little bit of a... You didn't fall out with somebody. Is there somebody in the family you're not talking to?
Probably, kind of.
There's a little bit of, okay, because on one hand I have a family celebration there. On the other hand, I have a little bit of a falling out or people who aren't talking to each other or a little bit of a bad feeling there.
Okay. I get that, yeah.
Do you know who that is?
I understand that, I do.
Yeah, but actually for you...
Is that
you,
going to resolve itself? Can you tell her if that's going to resolve itself?
Let me see.
Yes.
Okay, well, there's the Six of Cups beside it, which is something going back into the past. So I don't know if this is something that's going way back and maybe will never really be resolved properly.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
One question.
Oh, yeah, go on.
It does, yeah. One question. I have a thing that I'm passionate about doing and I'd like to know maybe what the new year bring, what I'm really... my heart is longing for to do with this hobby.
Okay.
So will it be a success if you give it a go? Like,
There's the star. There's the star card, which is moving towards your goals and getting what you want. It is kind of light at the end of the tunnel. It's not something you'll be doing where there'll be a bit of a competition or something, is it?
That could be one element too.
It wouldn't be like having a, what you call it when you do it in a gallery? An exhibition.
Oh, God, I'd love that.
Yeah.
The particular thing that I do, could be exhibition. Yeah.
That's all right.
Actually, you've hit the nail on the head.
Is it painting?
No.
All right. What is it? Can we ask?
Dance.
Okay.
Because the star card is also being on stage, being in the limelight, being well-known, or being well-known for what you do, even if it is in your own little circle.
Listen, I have to go to Tracy before I finish. Thank you, Sharon. Okay. I hope you got something out of that. Let me go to Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
How are you?
I'm good, Tracy. Say hello to Grania.
Hi, Tracy.
Thank you. I love your logic.
We love you too, Tracy.
I'm pretty logical as well, I think, even though I do the cards.
I don't know about that now, Grania.
All right, we'll pull out a few for you. Tracy, have you got a particular question or are we to just go ahead and see what comes out?
Do you know what, Grania? Go ahead. And then I'll ask my question.
Do you know what? Oh, okay. Everybody is getting this Nine of Pentacles tonight. Niall, you got it. The last girl got it. And now this girl is getting it. Money, 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 money. The Nine of Pentacles connection.
No. Money, money, money. Never think about money, Grania.
Okay.
Never.
But the Nine of Pentacles can be money coming to you. Can be two sources of income as well. Now, that could be doing a job and you do another job on the side. Or it could be doing a job where you get bonuses or commission or shares or expenses. But it is a good financial card. So, and no, they're actually no, crossing it as another financial card.
One income.
Sorry?
Well, never say never, Tracy. If it comes your way, don't refuse it.
Oh, Jesus. Niall, if you knew the job I did, you'd never say it was.
Well, actually, crossing you is another financial card. So unless things are about to get better for you financially or you're coming into some money, now it could be being left money or given money or a little bit of a win. But both of those are really good financial cards coming up around you.
Have you got a specific question, Tracy? Because I've got about 40 seconds left, but go on.
Okay. Specific question. question just about the money, Granny. It's like killing my husband. I come into money. First of all.
Well, second of all, I wouldn't advise you to do something like that, but go on.
Sorry?
Oh, no, we can't. Unfortunately, Tracy, we can't ask about health. That's just one of the rules of radio when it comes to this kind of thing. So we can't ask about health.
We can't ask about health.
Tracy, unfortunately, I've run out of time anyway, but it was lovely talking to you. And I do apologise. Sorry, yeah, I do apologise for cutting you a bit short, but we have run out of time. Grania, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. You have certainly redeemed my faith a little bit
in
the whole thing. Because I have to be honest, I am a real sceptic when it comes to this kind of thing, right? But I think, you know, listening to what you had to say earlier on about me in particular, there was a lot of stuff there. Absolutely, I could tell you that it was 100% accurate. I can't go into too much detail.
Yeah, and I see, that's the thing. When I'm on the radio, it's hard for me to really... Yeah, you have to be careful what you say, obviously.
Yeah, sure. I'll talk to you after the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And if anyone is looking for me, I'm at The Psychic Eye, 22 South William Street. Google me and you'll find my number all over the place. Grania Tarot Card Reader, South William Street. You'll find me.
The Psychic Eye.
The Psychic Eye.
Will they find you on... Do you have like a Twitter account or an Instagram account?
I have Facebook and I have Instagram and yeah.
Okay, listen, Grania, it's been a pleasure talking to you. South William Street, by the way, South William Street, if you want to find her.
If you Google Grania Tarot Card Reader, South William Street, you'll find me. You'll find my Facebook page and my Instagram page and everything.
Grania, thank you very much for coming in. And her number. Just don't abuse her. Don't be ringing her up at 4 a.m.
Oh, God, that's a very...
She'll just pull out a few cards and find out who you are. Thank you, Grania, for coming in, and I really, really appreciate it.
No problem.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.